Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show where we try to help you work smarter, think smarter, outsmart, outflank, outmaneuver, and do everything we can to make it difficult for your competition to compete with you. So there's a number of things that we're going to cover tonight, but first, for those of you who haven't been to the show before, welcome. We want you to know that we have a number of tools that are available for your use. First, at LinkedIn, the LinkedIn social media spot, we have four LinkedIn groups that we encourage you to participate in. We encourage you to start discussions, participate in discussions, share experiences, and those four LinkedIn groups are Smart Marketing for Small Business, same name as this show, Creative Thinkers Forum, the forum for those who think they're creative and those who wish to be creative, and then Celebrities for Marketing. We show you how to use celebrities, how to acquire them without having to spend a fortune. And then Fearless Marketers, which is my favorite, because that relates to those of you who are not afraid to basically stand out and do some things that are a little riskier, but you're willing to think outside the box. You're willing to be a little bit more imaginative. Now, also, we encourage you to communicate with us if you have something that you would like us to cover, whether you have something that you yourself would like to share with our audience. And the way to do that is reach out to me, Leslie Wolf. I'm CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia. And you reach out to me via my email address. It's very simple to remember. It is Marketing Smartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, Marketing Smartly at AOL.com. Again, that's Marketing Smartly at AOL.com. We look forward to hearing from you in whatever way we can be of some help to you. Now, I also encourage you to go up to our website, smartmarketinggroup.com. You might want to check on under advisory services, a thing we call advisory time blocks. This is a program that enables us to help clients who don't want to be in a retainer relationship but want to have someone they can turn to as a sounding board when they have a question, an issue, or a concern in the marketing or management arena. And you basically can acquire, buy blocks of time, good for 12 months. You don't have to use them all at one time. So that if you have a couple of hours and you want 10 minutes for this and 15 minutes for that, it's doable over the phone or email. In the rare occasions when you need to have someone there, I will arrange to meet with you. In addition, we develop workshops, webinars, and I give speeches on the subjects that we cover in this radio show. So there's a lot that can be done, and there's a lot to think about. One thing I would encourage you to do is go up, and also go up to our blog, which is smartmarketingmoves.com. There's some interesting articles there that you should read. But you may want to also click on our book, Smart Thinking. These are marketing moves and stories to stimulate, motivate, activate your business. It is a book that I wrote, and I think you'll find it interesting. There's stories, thoughts, quotations. As you know, I love quotations, and we'll get into that in a moment. But I would tell you, get up there and look at the book. Smart Thinking, I think you'll find that it is smart in many ways and could be very beneficial to you. And I'd be interested in hearing your response to it. Again, you can give me that at Smart Marketing, Marketing Smartly at AOL com. All right. I talked about the fact I love quotes. Well, just very quickly, you know, on our last show, we covered some quotes through a book that I am writing or have actually written. We're now looking to get it published. And it is a book basically called Smart Thoughts for Smart Thinkers. And the premise is there are things we take quotations, business and personal quotations, interpret them. We take the quote as it is, then we interpret it, and then we give you the opportunity to reinterpret it and redefine it in the way that you want. Let me just use one as an example. The short quote by a gentleman named Gerard Ekdahl: recognition is the greatest motivator. Well, we translate that very simple. Although material rewards are appreciated, praise of one's contribution to the success of a business is the most desired reward of all. Publicizing that praise to the right audiences makes it even more valued to the recipient. So keep in mind, praise is more effective than cash. People like cash, but their egos require praise when they put forth an effort. All right, we're going to cover a number of subjects tonight, some of which we have covered in the past, but I find that in discussions I have during the week with different individuals, different businesses, different positions of management, certain points come up again and again that they feel very strongly that are not being grasped and not being utilized to maximum effectiveness. And though we try to cover a lot of different subjects each week on this show, we'll come back to certain points that we think are very important because they are part of the day-to-day communication. They are part of the day-to-day thinking. They're not something just for a single week or a single hour. They're something that you need to be thinking about all the time. And some of these I have written in for a publication called the Philadelphia Business Journal. One is a thing: are you a mimic marketer? Do you replicate, duplicate, imitate rather than originate? The gist of the article was five ways on how to outthink your competition. And I'd like to cover some of those points tonight because I think it's extremely important. You know, I had placed a question on corporate planning to one of these LinkedIn groups on corporate planning because I'm active in visiting other LinkedIn groups. And I said, why is it so many executives can't think outside the box? The response were many, actually from about 17 countries. But the thing that was fascinating about it was they all stated reasons, but the general sense was that fear. People, they don't think outside the box. So why do you think it is that so many marketers can't differentiate themselves from the competition? Let me ask you a question, or a couple questions. Is it because they consider their product or service a commodity and have no USP, unique selling proposition, to offer? Are they more comfortable in following the positioning taken by a leader in their industry rather than creating one of their own? Do they rely on their ad or PR agency to develop a way to do this rather than giving original input? Do they lack any experience or expertise personally or in their staff to accomplish this? Or do they have a CEO who doesn't understand the role of marketing, unless they're either under no pressure to be distinctive, or can't convince the CEO of its importance and worth the investment to do so? You know, it's just so important to basically be original. You can learn from what other people are doing. you can see what has worked and you can see what hasn't worked. But you, whatever you do, it has to be something that fits your situation, your need specifically. You know, if one wants to outthink the competition, rather outspend them, here are five steps that I suggest that you take. And I have to apologize a little tonight, folks, for my voice. I'm a bit hoarse. But if you want to outthink the competition rather than outspend them, okay, here are five steps to look at. Identify the overlooked opportunity. I have a thing I call Wolf's Rule of Business Opportunity. And that is that in every business, in every industry, tends to operate the same like everyone else in their field. Thus, if you closely examine all the common denominators or sameness factors, you will always, and I say that in bold letters, underlined, spotlight on it, you will always find an overlooked opportunity. Usually several will be staring at you when you have the inevitable aha moment. You have to have an open mind. That's one of the first rules I have in my philosophy of smart marketing principles. Have an open mind. And you know why? Because the odds are your competition doesn't. And that gives you an edge. And every edge counts. All right. Secondly, you want to develop an integrated marketing approach. What that means is it's not just advertising or PR or promotion. You know, it is, how can I best phrase this? Many marketers, their efforts are dominated by advertising efforts. And that's important, but it's only one element in the marketing mix. The art of marketing is like creating a mosaic in which every element enhances the overall picture. Advertising's role is to create awareness. Public relations strengthens credibility. Movement is generated by promotion. Internet offers worldwide exposure and all the other internal and external activities that improve customer interaction, provide direction, motivate employees, and enhance performance. All of these play a role in generating long-term success. It is not just one thing. All right, now, one of the questions I ask quite often when I'm giving speeches or actually even talking face-to-face, what do people buy? Do they buy the features that you're promoting or do they buy the benefits? Customers don't buy features. They purchase benefits, real or perceived. They believe they are receiving benefits. You know, there's the famed, as you've heard me say this again and again, WIFM factor, WIIFM, and it's not a radio station. It's an abbreviation for the question that you need to answer from the perspective of your client. What's in it for me? When will I receive that which will make my life easier, healthier, wealthier, or enhance my success in other ways, delivering some meaningful things to my life? I mean, these are key. These are important. People are interested in benefits. You know, is it something that's going to help their life, their job, their family? The best way to identify what truly are those benefits is to create dialogue with your customers. Yes, that's known as talking to them. I mean, I know it sounds strange, and there's many ways to create dialogue with your customers, present and past. You know, have, and I don't mean dead, I mean former customers. You know, have open discussions with them and with your employees. And if you have any interaction with customers and prospects, don't forget the input from vendors who have a great deal to gain from your success. Go back to the point of benefits. Vendors want you to succeed, so they will go out of their way to help you because your success is going to help their success. Employees, if they understand that their job is stronger, their earnings are better when you succeed, they understand that that's how they put forth the help. It's that with them factor. All right, a fourth point is communication secrets. You know, if you look around, you'll see the vast majority of communication efforts fail to impact or inform this benefits approach very efficiently. Key actions I want you to keep in mind. I hope you're taking notes. I'm old. I keep talking about pen and pad, but I sit with your iPad, your computer. One, be succinct. If you look at billboard copy or the opening copy of a great direct mail piece, they quickly grab your attention because you only have a few seconds to grab that person's attention. So be succinct. Don't try to put on Encyclopedia Britannica. And for you millennials, you may not know what an Encyclopedia Britannica is, but it is a volume of great knowledge. All right, be sure all of those who deal with prospects and customers have an elevator pitch, an approach to quickly communicate the essence of what you offer. And a lot of people say, well, what is an elevator pitch? I don't know where it originated, but the idea is by the time you get in an elevator and you go up, so you have, let's say, 30 seconds, can you tell people what business you're in, what you're trying to achieve, what you're trying to do in 30 seconds? You need to practice that elevator pitch because it is key to the success of your business. It basically and quickly communicates the essence of what you offer, and that is one of the things that you have to be looking at. All right. Be sure your product or service name is memorable. You know, you don't want to have a name, whether it is your product, your service, in fact, even your business, that's ho-hum, that's easily forgettable. You want to have something that is easy to remember, so that you want to look at something and say, okay, my product or service's name is memorable. And then to reinforce that, have a good tagline that reinforces what you're delivering. So that it is very important, because I know that when, and you've heard me say this, those of you who've been with us before, I talk about the fact when I am out giving speeches, I ask people to switch, to exchange business cards. And I ask them, can you tell from the business card what the person does? On 70% of the cases, the business card is hard to figure out what that business is about. The name isn't right, and there's no tagline. There's nothing about the name that tells, you know, if you got Zinnick and you're some sort of internet business, what kind of internet business? The key to it is that you need a strong tagline that defines what you are. I mean, we're called the Smart Marketing Group, and our tagline is we help businesses work smarter. Very simple to understand. All right. Another thing about copy. One of the problems with the Internet today and the amount that, I mean, Internet can be a very effective tool, but it's also the largest ocean of garbage out there. So you need to understand copywriting, because you need to understand that when you're writing copy, whether it's in an address bar on an email or a direct mail piece or an advertising piece of literature or a newspaper ad or a billboard, written copy should utilize headlines, subheads, and bullet points. And the reason for that is to allow easy scanning of key points. People's attention span is relatively short. So what you want to be is user-friendly. You want to make it easier for people to get your message, get it clear, get it thorough, and you make it easy for them using headlines, subheads, and bullet points. And you should also, when it's appropriate, use visuals that reinforce the image you are portraying. Don't get lost in graphic design that doesn't clearly support your message. Just the other day, I was asked to review a half a dozen ads for a business publication and they wanted my opinion on did the ad deliver the message. And in all of the cases, they had great graphics that didn't have anything to do with the message, and the copy was weak. Now, don't get carried away with design. The visuals should reinforce the image you're trying to portray, but don't get lost in the design. You know, if it doesn't clearly support your message, it doesn't belong there. As I stated a few minutes ago, it pays to be user-friendly. Have you ever had to deal with what seems like a never-ending series of questions from a voicemail system when all you want to do is talk to a human being? We've all experienced that. And I know there are cost efficiencies in the use of voicemail, but I sometimes wonder how much business is lost when people just hang up and they're just totally disgusted because they've gone through 5, 6, 10, 15 questions on the email when all they want to do is talk to a human being. So keep that in mind. Do you think a customer or prospect's view of your firm, what do you think it will be, or how do you think it will be when someone with less than a friendly voice or one that barely can be understood answers? We set by vocal intonation, just like when we're meeting people, body language, vocal intonation, we set a mood. We set a presence of, oh, they're happy to hear from me. Oh, they're very courteous. Oh, they're interested in what I have to ask, you know, what I have to say. Oh, it's very important. So it is key to that. And as I mentioned earlier with the business card, I want to repeat the fact that keep in mind, make sure people know what business you're in. Okay. Email texting can be, as we all know, very efficient. But it can work against you when someone wants to have a whole conversation, not bit by bit. People want to talk. One of the biggest problems I'm hearing about millennials is the fact that they've grown up with a smartphone, but the smartphone has not made them smart as it relates to interpersonal skills, conversational skills, communication skills, and social skills, all of which you need to be a leader. And in particular, if you are a small business, which is what our target audience is here, you really have to be effective in your communication. So it's very important. And there's also this thing what I call the power of courtesy. How long does it take you to respond to a complaint or even a customer's interest? Now, one of the things I find quite often is people go to a trade show, they stop by a booth, they show that they're interested in something, they may fill out a form, and it can take weeks till that's followed up. That's ridiculous. Should not be. So, and it's the same as responding to someone who has responded to a direct mail or some other form of direct response. They need to be responded to and actively serviced. You know, one of the things, if you're more than a one-person business, I tell you, try to shop yourself at times. Or shop your competition and see how they service people, because these are lessons that you can learn. You know, I said the list can go on and on. Oh, my God, can it go on and on? But as I said, you know, get hold of that book, Smart Thinking, or go to our Smart Marketing Moves page, or go to our LinkedIn group, Smart Marketing for Small Business, and, you know, give us the wisdom that you have. And when you don't think you have the wisdom, give us the questions so that we can answer. And you know, I said I love quotes, so I want to just throw a few at you. No one wearies of benefits received. Think about that. A sure way to miss success is to miss the opportunity. The most powerful element in advertising is the truth. So those are a few smart thoughts from smart thinkers. All right, we're going to take a pause for a moment, and I want to cover some other things that I mentioned earlier, but at the same time, I want to make sure that you're aware of them. Is the fact that, as I said, we have the four LinkedIn groups that I think are effective for you, the Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. We encourage you to go up to smartmarketingmoves.com and participate, read, reach out to us with any questions that you have on Smart Market at marketingsmartly@aol.com. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, I would like to hear about it. I'd like to hear what things that you feel you can bring of interest to our listeners. So it is key. We also encourage you to tell more and more people about the show, because the more people that participate, the more that we can provide information that is of some value. All right, I want to cover something else on a quote that, as I talk about the smart thoughts or smart thinkers quotations. This is a quote by that famous philosopher, Anonymous. Our lives are not determined by what happened to us, but by how we react to what happens. Not by what life brings to us, but by the attitude we bring to life. A positive attitude causes a chain reaction of positive thoughts, positive events, and positive outcomes. It is a catalyst, a spark that creates extraordinary results. Translated, very simple. Simply stated, attitude defines the altitude that one can rise to and operate within. All right, I want to cover a few other points before we run out of time, and we may be doing that shortly. But let's see what we can do for you. Every human mind, I love that this is another quote, every human mind is a great slumbering power until awakened by keen desire and by definite resolution to do. And these are things that you need to reach out and encourage people to do things. You know, it's what I call a Q&A process. You know, there's a simply one-word description to describe what Q&A process is about. It's dialogue. It causes an exchange of ideas. It initiates a channel of communication, which is extremely important. It stimulates the flow of information. It stimulates discussions. It opens minds. It brings about a positive attitude in the work environment. It does all of the above, and none of it is negative. The Q&A process will show that to compete actively does not always require money as much as it does an attitude that's open-minded, willing to think outside the box, and desires to outmaneuver the competition rather than outspend them. Again, it's just common sense. I said, unfortunately, common sense too often is uncommon. All right, I'd like to thank you for listening. Again, go to our website, smartmarketinggroup.com. Go to our LinkedIn groups. Visit our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. Contact us at marketingsmartly@aol.com. Simply stated, we're here to make this your show, not my show, not Smart Marketing Group show, but your show, to deliver to you things that will benefit you. The whole purpose here is to find ways that we can open minds, stimulate thinking, motivate activity, educate, inform, but mostly encourage you to think outside the box. Be original. Smart marketing for small business comes from listening and learning, and we hope that we help you with that. Have a great week.